That's a 40-year-old live Cheap Trick performance from a brand new album. Came out today. It's called Are You Ready? And it's from December 31st, 1979, from LA. And it's really good. I guess it's been around on a bootleg because it's a radio show, but they've remixed most all of it. I guess they couldn't find one reel of tape as these things happen and 40 years later. But when I listened to it, it sounds really good. I saw them around that time, but they were stuck on the opening slot for the Doobie Brothers, and they didn't really sound their best. But hearing this, pretty rocking. Great. One of the real standouts from the Record Store Day thing. And there's a single, too, with a cover of Roy Wood's I Wish It Would Be Christmas Every Day. So if you're paying attention, you notice it wasn't, we didn't start with the Beatles. I got it turned around. That was the Beach Boys from the Sunshine Tomorrow compilation, the Wild Honey album and extras. You heard a version of Aren't You Glad? Then the Beatles, You Never Give Your Never Give Me Your Money from the Abbey Road thing that's just come out. That's a take 39, and it cuts off like that because they recorded all that stuff for the medley, some of it in pieces, and then taped it together. And I guess that's how much they had of that version. And then finish up with Cheap Trick. Getting to 4 o'clock and change. I'm still suffering from a turkey hangover, so forgive me. It'll be okay. I'm sure you are too. And probably still doing the dishes and stuff, cleaning up after your guests. What do I have to tell you? A whole bunch of stuff. Because it's 4 o'clock, I told you what you heard, so now I can move on to the legals. This is KGLT Bozeman, 91.9 FM. KGLC East Helena, 89.1 FM. What translators? K246BA, Bozeman, 97.1 FM. K220 KD Big Sky, 91.9 FM. K208BX Livingston, 89.5 FM. K296EF Mammoth Hot Springs, 107.1 FM. K213AU Big Timber at 90.5 FM. And streaming on the web at kglt.net. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that the Big Sky signal is 91.9 as well. That's convenient. Don't have to think too hard, you know. I read these transmitter things every show, and then when we get out on the road, we say, well, what's Livingston? What's the number for Helena? It doesn't sink in. I'm sure it does better with you, but as a DJ, it's just words on paper that you turn into electricity. KGLT is supported by Audio Artisans, specializing in house-wide and computer audio, home theater, headphones, and turntables, located at Oak Square, 2405 West Main Street, suite number 2, on the web at audioartisans.com or phone 406-551-6212. Community Food Co-op, featuring coffee for classrooms, donating a portion of proceeds from every cup of coffee to a different local school each month. Information online at bozo.coop, located at 908 West Main Street or 44 East Main Street in Bozeman. And Alara Jewelry, locally grown, nationally known jeweler offering eco-friendly, evocative designs, repair and refurbishing for family heirlooms, custom design, and unique selection of holiday gifts. Open 7 days a week, 42 West Main in downtown Bozeman. Online at alarajewelry.com. That's interesting. See, Audio Artisans is selling turntables now. Ah, got to get one somewhere, don't you? When we were having dinner last night, I was spinning records from my classical collection and some jazz records and stuff. And my brother-in-law said, wow, that's a turntable. I don't remember the last time I ever played a record on a turntable. For some of us, it never stopped. Vinyl didn't come back. It just stayed there like an open sore. Okay, got something else really good. Let's fire this one up. Another Record Store Day one. This is probably what I went downtown this morning at 9 o'clock for, because I really wanted to get this. And actually, I didn't have to rush because I believe it's going to be a regular release. It was just a Record Store Day first chance at it. This is as close as we got to a big star reunion. Alex Chilton and Chris Bell did some stuff together. It's Chilton singing and playing, Chris Bell producing. And it's really good. I know these songs, but these are Alex's original demos. Check this out. This is a winner. No, that's not it. That's close. Let's see. One, two, three. This one.
Thank you.
That's an REM you didn't hear on the Monster album. That's one of the unreleased demos called Experiment 428, no vocal. And the usual REM procedure was for Mike Mills and Pete Buck and Bill Berry to write some tracks, music, and then hand them over to Michael Stipe, and he'd sort through the 20 or so tracks and pick the ones he wanted to sing on, he could write words for. So a lot of stuff is ideas were recorded but just parked. And these deluxe editions they've been putting out of all the albums, the anniversary editions, have a lot of those demos. And the ones for this album are pretty interesting. There's a couple that actually are real jangly, earlier REM sounding things that they just didn't want to return to, which is unfortunate. And then that one we just played, I really like it. There's something there. But alas, we will never hear that as a song. So it goes. The theme was Alex Chilton in Memphis. We heard Alex Chilton from the new 10-inch EP called My Rival, a collection of four songs, five recordings of demos. And he returned to those songs for later releases, all of them, I believe. Some of the last melodic things he did before he went off into his experimental and then lounge singing career. A complicated man. That song, She Might Look My Way, is co-written with Tommy Hoen, who you heard afterwards doing Losing You to Sleep from one of his 45. He had an album and a 45 and actually quite a few records out. And more recently, a compilation of a band he had called Pre. Great songwriter. I think he passed away recently. Just never caught on. I don't think ever really got out of Memphis. But I got turned on to him quite a long time ago in the Alex Chilton revival years. And have been championing him ever since. We heard Alex Chilton again live from a couple years later from the Ocean Club in New York, 1977. You heard Windows Hotel. And that's one of the tracks that are demoed on the EP. And he also does She Might Look My Way on that live one. Great live recording. A real timepiece that had circulated around. And they found the tapes and put out a really nice double album. Chris Damian on bass from the DBs. And just a great piece of Alex Chilton. Where he's having fun. We heard the DBs themselves from their debut album. You heard Brown Eyes. Not a Bad Reputation, which I wrote down. It was Brown Eyes. They were definitely in the style of Big Star. You know, there was a period, mid-80s or so, when there was a cult of Alex Chilton and Big Star. People like REM talked about him endlessly, as did the DBs and Game Theory. When they came, Game Theory came here in 84, 85, they couldn't stop talking about it. And I had to stop Scott Miller and Dan Beller and explain to him, I know who he is. I know who Soft Boys are too. But they're so enthusiastic. It was charming. They're proselytizing for those two artists. And they crisscrossed the country spreading the word. And I still tease Dan Beller about it. And he I think he's a little embarrassed. But no, they did the right thing. They even covered a Big Star song. Game Theory, when they're here. Something else from there. Oh, Wilco, from their brand new album, Ode to Joy, you heard Citizen. That album's growing on me. And I read an interview with Jeff Tweedy about it because it's a lot different. And when it came out, before I heard it, people said, oh, it's just too laid back. There's nothing going on. Well, apparently the directive Jeff gave the Wilcos was forget your record collection. So there's no references to the Beatles or anything really on that. It's a lot different. Something to enjoy, and that's what I like about Wilco. They don't mess around. Okay, got us to 4:30. I'm really drifting along today, and that's what I want to do. I didn't want to have a fast-paced, tight show. I want to lay back and enjoy some music with you, and succeeding so far, huh? I don't know. It feels like it to me.
Ribbon cutting for MSU's new American Indian Hall is planned for 2021. On Tuesday, December 3rd, the public's invited to a designs presentation to learn more about the project. The presentation begins at 5:30 p.m. in the Procrastinator Theater. Architects, the contractor, and MSU representatives will be on hand to discuss the work and its proposed building schedule. It will be the last opportunity for public feedback before construction begins. When completed, the hall will house the Department of Native American Studies offices, classrooms for use by all students, and an auditorium for lectures. There's more information online at montana.edu/AIH.
Hey, I have a question. I have a question for those guys. Every time they clear-cut a patch of the MSU campus, those big old trees, do they take those trees and have them milled and then use them back in the new building? I should hope so. Seems sort of like a natural, doesn't it? But nobody asked me. I had a good week of record shopping. Things were pouring in the mail for me, but I went downtown a week ago. On my way to breakfast, I nipped into our local thrift, and there's a stack of records there. It's a bunch of singles. It was a couple weeks ago before that, too. So I wasn't terribly surprised and grabbed a dozen or so singles, maybe more, and then start thumbing through the records. And of course, you starting to find some nice albums there. And I picked up this one, and my heart stopped. It's not something you find every day, not for $2. And I asked some friends, they said, no, we never see this record. You know the band, the Rivieras, because the Ramones covered their song, California Sun. And I think a few other people have covered that. It's a sort of well-known oldie, but I don't think they had national hits or anything. And they had an album, and it's a teen rock. I don't know how else to describe it. 1964 teen rock. And it's good. Sometimes these records aren't that great. Sometimes they're enthusiastic, but this one's good, and this is one of their, I guess, their other hit.
Little girl. of life have been denied. You buried your emotions deep inside. Don't keep running in the wrong direction. Come on, baby, give me some affection. Give me the green light, come on, baby. Turn on the green light, let's go, baby. How can I break down your resistance when you keep me at a distance? Give me the green light, come on, baby. Turn on the green light, let's go, baby.
Classic Tacoma sound, Jack Ely, doing David's mood. Actually, the A side of a single. It's Louie on their side too, but they're plugging that one. And apparently, that was a popular song with some of the Northwest bands. I'm not sure which band it originated from. I could look. Started off with the Rivieras from their album "Let's Have a Party." You heard Little Donna. The Wailers, that's the Wailers from Tacoma, not the Wailers from Trenchtown. You heard Hang Up from their album Out of Our Tree. And those two songs are a year apart. The Rivieras are 64 and that Wailers record 65. Just shows you things are changing really fast right then. And some bands got left behind. A lot of bands got left behind. When the Beatles came around, they just couldn't deal. Some of them did very well, though. We're the American Breed from the album Bend Me, Shape Me, a song called Green Light. And that's written by Annette Tucker, who, with her partner, wrote a lot of songs for bands in that 66 or so, including the Electric Prunes, I Had Too Much to Dream, So I was surprised that they were covering one of her songs. And that was a nice one, too. I've never listened to that album before. I know the song, Bend Me, Shape Me. But I didn't realize they had some good garage roots. Yeah, there we go. I got another set coming up, so I pulled that one up short. Let me take care of this.
On Saturday, December 7th, the North Yellowstone Education Foundation presents the annual Festival of Trees at Gardner School. The festival gets started at 4:30 p.m. with a social hour and Christmas tree viewing. A family-style dinner follows at 5:30. Then, the evening wraps up with a live auction of decorated trees. Tickets are available at Wonderland and Conoco and Gardner. There's more information by email at info@gardnernyef.org.
Before I forget, I'll tell you that our 3 o'clock hour today was underwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman on campus at College and 11th and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving sustainably sourced coffee, fresh pastries, and quick breakfast and lunch options for over 25 years. Learn more at dailycoffeebar.com. And now let's see if I can get up to the current one. Yes. Oops. Okay, now we're at the right time. This 4 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Boson Brewing Company, local brewers of Boson Amber, Hopzone IPA, and Gallatin Pale. Boson's original tasting room in the Northeast neighborhood at 504 North Broadway Avenue. Open 7 days a week. Okay, now it's all legal. We're all cut up. And I did put up a record. Okay. It's always nice to find out. People turn me on to music, and I look at it and think, oh man, I need to find that, and then look it up and find out it's unbelievably expensive, and then I dig around my collection and realize, no, I have that record. I've had it for years and years. I bet I've had this record for 45 years, maybe even more. It's a late 60s compilation of West Coast bands from around the Bay Area, and this is one of them, Wildflower.
As I stood by her, I felt the ground laughing. The warmness inside her was mine. Once it was mine. I loved her more gently than raindrops touch flowers, but the pit of my mind sat a pain to untie her from me. And it was mine.
And it was mine.
She left as the wind blowing through treetops, so I could not catch her, not wanting to see me. Faster and faster she flew. Children, her mind was of spirits, and then she let me in her mind. Once it was mine. Once it was mine.
Make you don't you worry, I'm in no hurry. I've got someone who wants to be one, but two's a pair and three's not fair, oh no. Won't you say yes or no? It's not hard to do. I can't stay, I can't go. Guess I'm in love with you. I'm defeated, I won't be treated like your brother or any other. Set me free or eat the key, oh no. Find some time and understand that I'm not your right hand. You know how it began.
Street, so get on the other side.